In today's episode, you'll learn how to promote a seasonal podcast. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your podcast. This week's question comes from Nosa.
Hi, my name is Nosa, and I wanted to ask, I'm producing a 13-episode seasonal podcast I'm going to publish later this summer, and I've been racking my brain on how to promote it. I have another podcast that's interview-based, episodic, and I've been doing that for 2 years. I noticed that it took almost like 50 episodes for people to come around to it. So I don't know, do you guys have any idea on how to get as much listeners as you can in a podcast that's just being published for 13 weeks?
Thanks for your question, Nosa. Now, it may seem like promoting a seasonal podcast is wildly different or even more difficult than promoting a show that publishes episodes regularly. The good news is the best practices that you probably already know on how to market a podcast that does publish regularly can absolutely apply to seasonal podcasts. You just gotta tweak it a little bit. Here are some tips on how you can promote a seasonal podcast. Tip number one is to publish teaser or behind the scenes content. Now, listeners love this kind of stuff. They want to feel like that they're a part of your show. And publishing this kind of content gives you an excuse to keep in touch with them, even though you're not publishing new episodes. Tip number two is to guest on other podcasts. Now, this is a best practice for any type of podcast, whether you have a seasonal show or you publish frequently. Now, when guesting on other podcasts, you can do it at any time of the year, whether you're in between seasons or you're currently publishing episodes. Now, what you would do a little bit differently is when you have your call to action at the end of your interview, is to be upfront about the fact that it is a seasonal podcast and talk about a specific episode you would like to direct those listeners to and give them a compelling reason why they should listen to that particular episode. Tip number three is to promote your back catalog. Now, this tip is especially useful if you have evergreen topics, if you have an audio fiction podcast, or even if at the time that you're promoting your back catalog, those topics are still relevant. So you just got to tweak the content a little bit. Maybe if you have Instagram, make different images or pull up different quotes. Same thing with Twitter, Facebook, all of the other social media platforms. Tip number four is to promote it to your existing audience. Now, Nosa, it sounds like you have a current podcast with a pretty active fan base. Now, as long as your seasonal podcast relates to that show, it's perfectly fine to promote it there. Now, for everyone else, you could do the same. Maybe have an existing newsletter subscriber list or a social media platform with a lot of active followers. Your audience members want to support you and your amazing work, so why not give them a chance to do that? Tip number five is to sell your podcast in each episode. Now, think of a TV series where at the beginning of each episode, they recap what happened in the episode before and the end of that episode where they preview what happens in the next episode, right? The point of it is to either tease out content so that audience members want to keep watching for future episodes or go to the back catalog and watch previous episodes. Now, one of the best practices for seasonal podcasts is indicating what season your audience member is listening to. Buzzsprout makes this really easy. When you go to upload an episode, all you have to do is scroll down to the season and episode number field and enter the appropriate season number. So when your audience members listen on the Buzzsprout website or Apple Podcasts, they'll know exactly what season they're listening to. Thanks for listening to Podcasting Q&A. If you have a question you would like for us to answer on a future episode of the show, head to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click on the link in the show notes and leave a brief audio message. Podcasting Q&A is available in both video and audio format. If you prefer video, please subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel. And if you like audio, Podcasting Q&A is available in all your favorite podcast apps. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.